Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle talk show about relationships. And we have also with us tonight, of course, our lovely co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening, everyone.
Hi. Nice to have you here tonight.
Great to be here.
Great to see you again, Elle, too.
I am so happy to be here.
Super show. All right. So, first of all, let's just tell everybody that we'd like them to call in. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. You can also listen to us at KCNR1460.com or 96.5 FM. And even if you have an old radio, 1460 AM, you can also text L at
707-499-8999.
Well, thank you, you two. You can also message us on Facebook at Ask L, Lenny Matthews, or me, Ron Lim. And our sponsor for this week is Katie and Trevor Garrett from Heavenly Donuts. They are located at the corner of Shasta Street and Pine Street. They have a 24-hour drive-through window and a 24-hour walk-up window on the sidewalk side. And they're open inside from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. They serve delicious mini breakfasts of croissants and things like that with great coffee, milk, orange juice, all that stuff. And they even have donuts.
They have
the best donuts in town, I think.
And we know they're the world's best donuts.
Yes, they are. Absolutely.
I did a poll.
They're from heaven.
Heaven, that's what they call
it. I did
heaven,
a world poll.
And, the
little poll she made up.
Grubhub will also make the first delivery of donuts to you free for the delivery fee, not the donuts. Got that right, Katie?
Come on now, you're listening. Katie.
All right, so down to business. L, what the L are we talking about tonight?
Okay, that's so unprofessional. We are discussing...
Well, you're L, right?
We are.
It's a good thing it's not a podcast.
Tonight
we're discussing 7 conversations for a lifetime of love. And this comes from the work of Sue Johnson. I always love looking for people who are experts on relationships and getting some of what they have to say on the air to you. So with Sue Johnson's work, she's got 7 conversations for a lifetime of love. And these aren't easy conversations. Exactly what I thought it was going to be about, but these are conversations. If you're serious about your relationship, you want to grow your relationship, and it should be your priority. If you're in a relationship, that relationship should be your number one priority. That takes tough work. And these conversations, they're not for the faint of heart. Her first conversation topic is recognizing demon dialogues. And if these don't go to the heart of what some of the issues could be for us in our relationships,
absolutely.
Yeah, these are going to take you on a deep dive, and then they're common. And the first demon dialogue that she discusses is the finding fault demon. And I think that explains itself, but you know what that is. That is when, as partners, we find fault in each other. In this pattern, typically what we do is we're blaming each other for the issues that are going on in the relationship. And we're trying to prove that it's the other person's fault. So that, looking, if you're going to have a good conversation in your relationship, it's being honest and taking a look at what some of these demons are. It would be taking a look at, do we do the finding fault thing? And if so, then begin the work of how do we change that? Because the finding fault thing really comes from hurt and pain. And not being able to handle you know, you've had so much pain in your life, you're not able to handle the lens being on you that you've done something wrong. So that's a pretty deep dive into your own personal growth as well as a relationship needing growth. The next one, I think this
she
is
calls
a,
it the...
it's a funny title. The protest polka. It's a little cheesy, but the point is that it's, and I like this point because this is common in many relationships where the one partner is pursuing the other partner for emotional connection. So they're wanting to feel close. Then the other partner is withdrawing to avoid emotional connection. This can really go into, attachment issues, love languages, but opening up that conversation around does one person want to connect and the other person wants to disconnect. And again, it's a deep dive that it takes a lot of courage as a couple to want to explore these and want to peel the Band-Aid off and heal the wounds that are there. You're not going to have a solid, good relationship without doing some intensive work. The next one is, and this is again under the topic, the first topic of recognizing demon dialogues. The next one is freeze and flee. So in this one, what we do as partners is we withdraw, and then we not only withdraw, but we withdraw emotionally and physically. So the freeze and flee is just, okay, we're just going to avoid it altogether. We're gonna just freeze around this and flee around this.
Yeah, that doesn't solve anything.
No.
Actually, it gets worse the more you sit on it.
Well, it's a way of managing not wanting to have the confrontation, but it's usually a sign of not being taught how to resolve confrontation, and confrontations then unravel into hurt. Chaos. So the freeze and flee, that's not, I mean, it's a way to manage, but it's not going to resolve anything. It's not going to fix the issues. And then the last one under the recognizing your demons, the demon dialogues, these are the dialogue things that create demons in the relationship, is attack and attack. And that's pretty self-explanatory, where both partners are aggressive in their communication and basically just attacking each other verbally and emotionally, holding things against each other, bringing up past hurts in a very hostile way that, you know, this leads to really deep emotional wounds. And,
well, before you go on to the next subject, I just want to welcome a new listener tonight.
Okay. Awesome.
From Red Bluff. Her name is Tay.
I like that name.
Awesome. Hi, Tay.
Hi, Tay.
In fact, she has a daughter whose name is Harlow.
Oh, I love that.
Same as my Harlow.
Wow.
Right?
That's awesome.
Welcome.
Well, hi, Tay, and welcome, Harlow. Welcome, Tay and Harlow. Okay, so nice to have some feedback there.
New listeners.
Our listeners can be kind of shy. So the next one that she talks about in the Seven Conversations for a Lifetime of Love is finding the raw spots. And in finding the raw spots as couples, you're going to explore. And this can be tricky territory, but again, it takes courage and a commitment. You're going to explore your past emotional injuries and vulnerabilities that may be triggering negative reactions and behaviors in each other. And that's not an easy thing to do because you're hurt and injured over something, and it could trigger the lack of good communication around the healing process. But some of the ways that you can do this is by identifying the raw spots, and this is where you work together to identify your individual areas that are situations that evoke intense emotional reactions. So you can probably look back and remember a situation that created an intense emotional reaction. In fact, probably not that hard to find because your body will tell you, your body will feel that there's a reaction around it. So I'm going to stop right there.
Okay.
And we're going to take a break. Yes. And we'll come back to these.
Right back.
You walk by just like me. You belong to I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Come join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
We can make it if we try.
Good evening, this is
Elle. And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle radio talk show about relationships. We have also with us tonight our co-host with the mostest, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Hi there. We have a phone number here that you can call if you want to chime in or share your experiences on this topic that we're talking about, or any topic for that matter, 530-605-4567. You can also listen to us at 96.5 FM or 1460 AM, or you can go right to KCNR1460.com, the live green button, and you can text L at
707-499-8999.
Lenny. I froze
because you froze. She's usually chiming in on the last four digits.
What happened to my stereo four numbers?
707-499-8999.
And you can text, you can message any of us at on Facebook, on Messenger, at Ask L, Lenny Matthews, and myself, Ron Lim. Our sponsor this week is
Heavenly Donuts.
Could you come up with a jingle for that? That would be great. Katie and Trevor Garrett are our sponsors. From Heavenly Donuts. They have a great donut shop on the corner of Shasta and Pine Streets. They're open 24 hours a day with a drive-through, 24 hours at the walk-up window, and the inside is open from 5 a.m. that early until 8 p.m. actually. It's pretty late for donuts, huh? They also have great breakfast, mini breakfast that you can get croissant with, you know, ham and eggs and that kind of stuff. And
great coffee.
And they even have donuts.
Imagine that, right? And bear claws and cake donuts and glazes
and apple fritters.
And
Don't forget the donut holes. And by the way, Grubhub will deliver your first order from the donut shop. The fee is free, not the donuts.
Righto.
Okay. All right, so Elle.
Yeah.
Where the heck were we?
We were discussing the seven conversations for a lifetime of love. And what we like to do on this show is we like to discuss really important topics about relationships. Some are funny, some are serious, some are off track, but we really like to bring you great stuff from the experts. And tonight we're talking about Sue Johnson's work on the seven conversations that you can have for a lifetime of love. And they are not for the cowardly. This is work that is serious. If you are seriously really wanting to make changes in your relationship, these discussions are going to get you to some the heart of. And I recommend some of these are hard-hitting issues. And don't try to do it alone if you don't feel like you have the tools to do it. But this is really, honestly, this is just bringing attention to things. And it's a catalyst for recognizing if you need to get into relationship counseling. We don't consider ourselves answers, way to fix anything. So we were on topic number two, which is finding the raw spots and not, you know, not necessarily a fun or easy thing to do, but identifying the raw spots. This is where you're learning to work together, as we said earlier before break, to understand what is it that evokes emotional response and being able to talk to each other about that. It really is allowing the other person to share in a safe space your vulnerabilities. And that's not easy to do because when someone's sharing their vulnerabilities with you, it can feel like it's an attack. And it's not an easy thing to sit there and listen to something that may feel like you're being blamed for it. But nevertheless, sharing vulnerabilities is creating a safe space for that person to be honest and move and realize, okay, this is something that you might need to work on. The next one is then embracing the vulnerability. So after you and your partner have shared your vulnerabilities, then the next step is to be empathetic. Be empathetic to what they're saying. So, you might identify a particular behavior. And I used the example earlier in our pre-show meeting about some people enjoy the act of physical affection and others don't. So the lack of physical affection can feel like an injury. Being able to discuss that and bring that up in your relationship and be vulnerable and say, hey, it hurts me when I don't get enough physical affection. And then the other person, rather than feeling attacked, is going to have to be able to have the courage to say, okay, you don't like it when I show you more physical affection. So then you go into problem solving around that.
Yeah. You don't want to dismiss or criticize.
Well, that's holding space. That's the vulnerable part and having empathy and holding space for that. You're not, it's going to be very difficult to grow in your relationship if it's not safe to share the raw and deeper issues that come up. Her next topic for a lifetime of love, next conversation topic for a lifetime of love is, and I have mixed feelings about this one. We talked about this in the pre-show. Lanny, you had some things to say about it, but it's called Revisiting a Rocky Moment. I almost said Rocky Mountain.
Are you hungry?
Revisiting the Rocky Mountains.
I was thinking it.
Oh, I want to travel. Revisiting a Rocky Moment. And so this is a time for couples to be able to explore their emotions around a specific issue. And I'm going to say, Lenny, you can add to this, that you want to revisit these only if it's something that got tabled and didn't get a chance to get resolved. I wouldn't dig up an emotional issue for just no reason. Right.
Not if it's sensitive. I mean, if you need to resolve it, yes, but I mean, just to keep rehashing.
Right. So this would be identifying a specific incident. In this step, you're encouraged to select a specific event or argument that was distressing or hurtful. And again, this is going to be one that wasn't resolved. Not, you know, digging something up that's already been sorted out could create injury in the relationship. And this is essentially you're going to choose an incident that has emotional significance for both partners. And
Lenny was saying how that could happen with being busy, not being able to resolve. Or talk about something.
Oh, yeah, yes. If you're interrupted.
That's a really good point, yeah.
If you're interrupted and you're discussing something that is super important, rather it's both of you, for both of you or one individual and a child, your child walks in the room and you have to put it away. You have to revisit it if it's really important, because it'll just get swept under the rug, and then you have the resentment. That doesn't feel good either. So, and that leads to more problems. So
revisiting that rocky moment, part of what is going to help you revisit that rocky moment. And she talks about understanding triggers and patterns. A lot of what we're going to share tonight, it's going to sound repetitive, because the same tactics are going to be used in each one of these potential dialogues. It's not that there's different tools for each dialogue, but each conversation topic is going to bring potential for closeness. And in the end, that's what you want. You want to become best friends, and you want to have connection and communication, compatibility, chemistry. This is a way to develop that. Again, not for the weak of heart. And a lot of couples are already doing this. But so revisiting the rocky moment, understanding the triggers and patterns, and couples can uncover the triggers that led to an escalation. I like that. Mm-hmm. Uncovering the triggers that led to an escalation. Again, tricky territory. You have to be – this is going to require – putting imaginary duct tape over your mouth and just listening and not taking it personal and validating their experience. and creating that safety does so much for allowing closeness to develop between the couple. Then there is, in that process, you do get the opportunity to create a new perspective. So as you're holding space for each other to share, you're going to also naturally be – it's amazing how this works. Just being silent and letting another person share validates it, and then it also does a lot for changing your lens on something. It's reframing. It's the opportunity to reframe the incident. And then from that, you're naturally going to slide into forgiveness and repairing. Than that. So it's forgiveness and repairing, and then you learn, and then you grow. So the next topic for conversation for a lifetime of love is hold me tight. So this conversation that couples can have with each other focuses on building emotional accessibility to each other. You learn to express your needs for emotional connection, for emotional support. And again, we say it over and over, probably every week, responding empathetically, active listening, and really honoring each other's bids for closeness in this. So you're expressing, part of the process in this is feeling like you can express your emotional needs. Creating space for, whether you agree with the other person or not, it's their experience and it's their need to expressing emotional needs. The next part of this process in Hold Me Tight is responsive listening. So in this step of responsive listening, it's the same thing as active listening. We bring it up a lot, is you're actively listening to each other without judgment and without interruption. Takes practice. Engaging, the next part of this is engaging with emotions. And so partners are guided to engage with each other's emotions in a supportive and empathetic manner. Surprise, surprise, those keep coming up again.
Pretty basic stuff.
But again, you know, it's not, we're not trying to solve anything on this show. We're trying to bring to light information from the experts that can help couples begin to take a look at their relationship and stir up either a hunger to change, or recognizing there's a need for change, or if you can even change together.
We also talked about how this whole subject we're talking about may work differently for different couples. All these different things we're talking about here may work for some, not others.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think right this is a good spot for us to draw a line under it and take a break, and we'll be back in a couple minutes with a break.
Be right back.
Lacey, skin like puff pastry. Aren't you the sweetest thing on this side of hell? Dear angel Lacey, eyes wide as Daisy.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Good evening, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Talk Show, who is a relationship coach. We'll be talking more about how you can get a hold of her if you need her services.
And I need her.
We all do. And we also have with us our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Hi there.
Good evening.
Our phone number here is...
My very dear friend.
Yes. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. Give us a call and chime in.
Yeah, chime in.
You can listen to us at 96.5 FM. You can come online at KCNR1460.com. You can text Elle herself at...
707-499-8999.
Okay. One more time.
707-499-8999. Get out of
here. Thank you, though.
Can we do it again? All four of us.
No, all four of us. I forgot.
707.
Oh,
I didn't bite. Okay.
We forgot. Our sponsor for this week.
Katie's Donuts.
Yes.
That's right. Heavenly Donuts.
Heavenly Donuts.
I know, but they're Katie's.
And they taste heavenly.
Yes,
they're Katie and her sons, and
best
I love
donuts
them.
In heaven.
Yes, we love both of them, of course. They are open 24 hours a day. They have a drive-through 24 hours a day. They have a walk-up window 24 hours a day. And you can go inside from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. They have breakfast there, a small breakfast. And besides the donuts, Grubhub will deliver your first order from them with a free delivery, first time.
Nice.
But not
and the keto
donuts.
Corner.
We're working on getting the keto corner.
Stop.
Zero fat, zero calories.
She wants to lick donuts.
Zero guilt.
That's what she wants the keto corner to be. You go over, you smell it, you hold it, you maybe give it a little lick and put it back.
Yeah.
That's right. The keto corner.
They're used donuts. They're day-old donuts.
Makes me gag.
Not
I'm like,
a waste. What? You can have your
All right.
own.
Enough with the donuts. We love the donuts.
We never say enough about Katie and
no,
the donuts.
Can't. All right. So where were we?
We are. Who knows where we are? We're just getting through this stuff.
I'm on forgiving injuries, and that's from you, Mr. Ron.
We are talking about Seven Conversations for a Lifetime of Love by Sue Johnson. And, you know, the last couple of weeks we've been reviewing information by the experts. Next week we're going to be diving into, and this was one of our Facebook followers asked us to do this. Next week we're going to be diving into what it's like dating after 50. And, yes, this means 60s, 70s, and 80s, Ron.
Senior dating.
Is 50 a senior?
Not exactly, but kind
of. Yeah, pretty much. AARP starts nagging you at 50.
But honestly, it's a whole other world. Dating after 50
Oh, boy.
It's another world. And so
Can't wait for that one.
We had a listener. I think she was a listener. Yep. Maybe a Facebook post and listener said, hey, can you guys talk about how hard it is dating after
50?
Well,
because we're all seniors, we could talk
about it. I know it.
Okay, that was personal.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, I'm a senior. Words out.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to talk about next week.
We're going to
switch gears. But it's been nice going over the information that you get from different experts on how to build and have a good – this is basically how are you going to have a good relationship.
I think there's a lot of relationships that can use this information.
Every relationship can use this relationship. Some people just do it more
naturally
than others.
One time or another.
True.
And So we've gone through the first one, which is here's a discussion that she says is good for a lifetime, and that's recognizing the demon dialogues. We went over that, and that's just understanding what you do that creates poor communication. The next one is finding the raw spots, and that takes courage. And then number three, we were revisiting Rocky Mountain moments. Rocky moments.
We're just a little punchy tonight.
Yeah, well, we are a little bit. And I got to say, I lost one of my contact lenses.
Oh, no.
I have to tell on myself, reading's a little chunky tonight. Clumsy. I feel clumsy. We went over Hold Me Tight. And there she goes.
Oh,
you better
no.
crawl under the
oh,
table, Lenny,
no.
or I'm going to lose
no.
it.
We're going to have one of those giggling sessions again.
Oh, so the number five, forgiving injuries, and, you know, that's tricky business. Tricky, tricky business. And honestly, sometimes we weaponize forgiveness. That's one of those new catchphrases, weaponizing
what?
Something. Right. So.
I've never heard that.
Well, I just made it up.
Okay, there you go.
I wanted to sound really, really.
Okay.
What is that?
I wanted to sound super intelligent.
I know what that is.
Thank you.
I know exactly what that is.
You're following me. Thank you.
I know exactly.
I'll forgive you.
Weaponizing forgiveness is when you hold somebody's forgiveness as a hostage point. I'm not going to be kind to you unless you do give me a sorry or do what I need you to do. To make me feel okay with it.
Yeah.
I've been there before. It is not very much fun when that is the case.
It's not fun. They're not letting you off the hook. And you're asking for forgiveness. You're basically apologizing. Hey, I'm really sorry I did that. I apologize for how that made you feel. If it's a man, maybe I'm sorry for disrespecting you. And if it's a woman, if you're saying it to a woman, I'm sorry for hurting you. And they are not letting you off the hook. They're continuing to grind that issue into your open wound of feeling bad that you hurt the person. It's kind of how I meant it. That sounds like what you said, Tyler.
No, it's
thank
totally
you.
True.
I appreciate you weighing in on that. So,
thanks.
You know, forgiveness is really an act of the human spirit. If somebody, now I do want to say this, that there is a very narcissistic tool, which is abuse and apologize, abuse and apologize, abuse and apologize. And we're not talking about that. And I'm going to say a little bit about that because that can get confusing where the abuser is aggressive or volatile or verbally just reduced you to a heap. And then in that hurt, you're expressing that hurt, and then the abuser apologizes in such a way that the victim now has to take care of the abuser's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
That's a narcissist narcissistic forgiveness. In other words, oh, I'm so sorry I did that. I was abused as a child, and I just have this thing, and I'm getting so angry, and I don't know how to manage my anger, and my dad was this way to me. And so suddenly the abuser now becomes the victim, and the victim is now responsible for managing the abuser's emotions. So now that person is both the now the victim has become the rescuer.
Yeah. Yep.
We're not talking about that kind of forgiveness. We're talking about an honest conversation of, hey, I'm really sorry that what I did created this situation. And then you work on it. How can I work on that? How can I make it better? For me, the way I work on it, honestly, is I throw up a prayer. Hey, God, I need a different set of eyes on this. I need a way of looking at this differently. I need to know if there's another way of viewing this, because I can't quite see inside this. Mm-hmm. That's one of the tools I use, and it works.
Okay.
Along with other things. But moving on, we're talking about an honest, forgiving expression, and then you have to be willing to let that person off the hook and be gentle with their apology, but also has to feel like a sincere apology. So asking forgiveness is, the partners are encouraged to express their emotional needs and their desires and their vulnerabilities to each other. We're saying a lot of these words over and over to the point where Lenny's over here like, what topic are we on? They all sound the same.
No.
But a lot of this stuff requires the same tool.
Right.
But it's just bringing up a different facet of areas that need to be worked on in the relationship. So emotional needs, being able to express emotional needs, and this involves being able to be honest. Now, being able to be honest is a skill, and a skill is something you have to develop. It's not always easy to develop the skill of being honest or accepting somebody else's honesty.
Yeah, and I think that's important, and that's something that we haven't hit on over and over is honesty, because none of this is going to work if you aren't completely honest emotionally, verbally, all of it. You can't want to try and change to be what you think your partner needs and wants. You can't express it that way if it's not truth, and your words certainly have to be true.
And that's an excellent point, Lenny, in being able to express your truth. A lot of us don't know how to express our truth because we either, as children growing up, were not allowed to, or if we did, it was very costly to, or we were told, well, that's ridiculous. That's not true. Or we were made to feel that our feelings were not true. We begin to doubt ourselves. And developing the skill of being truthful with yourself, there's a step that I encourage people to use. And it's a step that I used when I had to develop these skills, which is simply mad, sad, glad, or scared. You just start with that. I don't know how I feel. What am I feeling? Why am I feeling this way? What is mad, sad, glad, or scared? You ask yourself simply, what am I feeling? Am I feeling mad right now? Am I feeling glad? Am I feeling scared, mad, sad, glad, or scared? Or a combination of them. I'm feeling scared and mad. You can start right there with learning to get in touch with what you're actually feeling. And from there, you can begin to say, what happened right before I felt sad? And then you develop the skill of learning to recognize what happened right before I felt sad. What happened right before I felt angry? Well, I don't know. Sometimes for us, it's, I don't know. I don't know what happened. We're just so used to learning not to recognize these things.
You know, I taught that to Landon when he was little.
Your son.
He would completely.
Great tool.
He would change. And I'd say, what's wrong? And he'd say, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, are you happy or sad? And he'd say, I'm sad. go back to when you weren't happy anymore and you became sad. And then he goes, okay, this happened. I said, there you go. That's it right there. And now let's work on that. So I helped him learn how to identify his feelings.
That was being a good mom.
He was a young guy too.
That was being a good mom. We have a caller on the line, and we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we will take the call.
Okay.
Only a woman, of flesh and bone.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Good evening and welcome. This is Elle. I almost did your part.
Okay, it must be getting late.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Elle.
You're Elle. You're Elle.
I'm just going to move right in. And welcome to the night show with the Ask Elle.
And I am Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle radio talk show about relationships. And our co-host with the most is Lenny Matthews. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. You can listen to us at 96.5 FM or 1460 AM. And you can tune in at KCNR1460.com. You can also text L at
707-499-8999.
Thank you, girls. You can also message us on Facebook. You can go to Ask L, Lenny Matthews, or Ron Lim. Our sponsor for this week is Heavenly Donuts. Both Trevor and Katie Garrett are the owners, and they are located at the corner of Shasta and Pine Streets. They have a drive-through and a walk-up window, both open 24/7. And the inside is open from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. They also have great, besides donuts, they have some mini breakfasts with croissants, ham and eggs, things like that. Great coffee. And again, the best donuts anywhere. And lastly, Grubhub will deliver your first order for free. The delivery fee is free. The donuts are not. And so, Elle, yeah. Where were we before the break?
Before we get into what...
We have a phone call.
We do have a caller on the line. Caller.
Tim.
Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, Lenny.
Hey, we recognize that, Tim.
I knew it was you, Tim.
Surprise, surprise, right?
So what's up, my friend?
Well, you know, I was listening, and I should have probably called on you earlier because you guys went right on to another subject. But I wanted to maybe just say a few things about the idea of forgiveness.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Great. Awesome.
You know, I think one of the things about forgiveness that is that we're kind of conditioned in a lot of ways to expect that we're entitled to it. And that it is the way that we can feel release or kind of unburden ourselves when we've done something to somebody else. But the other side of that is that a lot of times we don't really consider what it's going to do to the other person.
Give me an example.
And, well, you know, when you ask somebody for forgiveness, if you've really done wrong, mistake in a relationship, you know, let's say that you've been unfaithful and you're feeling guilty about it and you come and you ask for forgiveness, that might make you feel better, but it carries a tremendous emotional toll to your partner. And I think sometimes it's easy to forget that when we ask for forgiveness, it's really pretty serious business.
Yes.
You know, it is something that we're really not entitled to, and we need to make sure that we're also taking into consideration the fact that we're asking somebody else to carry our burden. Because we're placing that burden upon them and we're asking them to deal with it.
Or and share it.
Well, it's an interesting perspective, but I think that there's space in forgiveness for what you're saying. I mean, there's times when...
There is.
I agree
no,
with
there
that.
Is. But it's also very serious, and I think sometimes... You know, people kind of view it from a one-sided thing, which is why you get into weaponization thing. You know, well, you know,
right.
I ask for forgiveness.
Right.
If you really love me, you would forgive me.
Right.
But there's also a really another side of that, and that is that, you know, sometimes we need to take a step back and really consider what we're asking that person to do and to have an appreciation
right.
for the fact that we're really asking them to do something that's really pretty hard. In some ways, almost superhuman in some places.
In some instances.
Yeah.
What about the other side of that, though, when you are working towards forgiving someone and you're able to do it, you can forgive and not forget. However, it is a very freeing thing when you are able to forgive someone and then be in grace with that person that's hurt you and forgive
no,
them.
No, I would agree. I would agree.
So ultimately, that's my goal, is to be able to forgive. It may take
yeah.
a long time, depending on the person and what's happened, but I
yeah.
want to forgive because I need to for me.
You do.
I need to
right.
be free and let that person go
no,
and wish him well.
Right.
But
yeah.
you do bring up a really good point.
Yeah.
And that is, in the heaviness of severe hurt and injury in a relationship, the danger is putting the onus of the resolution on the person you're asking their forgiveness for. And
yeah.
they're now having to carry the burden. And that again is, this is not, these techniques that she's talking about, they're not for the faint of heart. This is really
no.
for two people who are yeah. truly, deeply wanting their relationship to work, wanting to put in the work, wanting to put in the effort and make those hard changes with courage. But you're right, Tim. I mean, that's a really good point of in going and asking forgiveness. In a way, it's trying to make yourself feel better and alleviate
Absolutely.
Yourself of the guilt and the shame. And therefore, it's in a way, it's almost a dishonest apology.
Well, I think it can be if it's approached from the standpoint of I'm doing this for me, and I expect
yes
you to kind of let things go. But I also think that what Lenny was saying is very true, and I think that when it's approached with a spirit of humility. Right? When there aren't really expectations that I deserve this or you should do this, but this is a moment in my life where I need grace, I think it can be very healing for both sides. But
yeah.
I think a lot of time people just view forgiveness as a way to unburden themselves and
aren't
really thinking about the cost to the other person.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
Yeah, thanks for chiming in.
Yeah, appreciate you bringing that topic into our radio show tonight.
Well,
yeah,
you're
thanks
welcome.
For calling, Tim.
Yeah.
Enjoyed the show.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
Good points. I like it. And so it's going to be a little bit hard for me to segue off of that one because we did back up a little bit onto a different topic, but it still brings up the point of this not being, you know, this whole concept of having these conversations for a lifetime is about digging in and doing work and being empathetic, being a good listener, holding space, being vulnerable, allowing the other person to be vulnerable. It's kind of going back to a pattern that we're seeing with what we've covered in the last couple of weeks. And we're going to move on to, did we cover six? Bonding through sex and touch.
No, we haven't covered that yet.
Okay. He remembers. Bonding through sex and touch, enough said. Moving on.
Yeah, let's just skim right over that one. I think that's self-explanatory.
Is it?
For crying out loud.
But it is an issue in a lot of relationships, the bonding through the sex and the touch, because it's one of the first things to drop off after a relationship that's been, has some time underneath its belt, and being able to restore that bond, there's a lot to that. There's a lot to that restoration process. There's probably pain that's driving it, misunderstanding, miscommunication, and rebuilding some of these aspects of learning to be vulnerable, learning to connect, learning to communicate. Really wanting to rebuild back to a place of compatibility, communication, and restoring chemistry. All of these lead to that. So we're going to jump into number seven here. And the number seven, the last one, the final conversation focuses on, it's called keeping your love alive. So that focuses on the importance of having an ongoing emotional connection and intimacy in a long-term relationship. And this is where, as a couple, you're taking time to discuss your vision for the future, create rituals together. We talked about that last week, and mm-hmm. creating rituals together, having date nights, doing activities.
Well, for me, it was coming home from work every night and
having a brewski.
Which I loved that. I loved that.
Same time every night.
Yep.
As soon as I get home, we grab a couple of cold beers and tell each other about, our
day. Your day. Yeah, that's awesome.
And we had date nights. We had date nights.
And then you could have specific once a week where you go out and go out.
Right, and then you're actually doing something interesting, fun, and you get that little spike of excitement with that, going out together.
Or even just a dinner, it breaks the monotony.
Yes, just the time together.
TV tray or whatever.
And the rituals and the habits help maintain that emotional bond for each other. You're taking time for each other, and it's a way of saying to the other person that you're important, and creating rituals is a powerful tool for creating connection in the relationship. Part of creating rituals is another part of keeping your love alive is, this is a big one, being able to express appreciation and gratitude with your partner. We guide our partners by expressing our appreciation. We guide our partners. They guide us by expressing gratitude. Because typically if you express gratitude to somebody, what are they going to do? They're going to do more of that thing. I've said it before, something simple as taking out the trash. Thank you so much for taking the trash out.
Simple.
That meant so much to me because it meant now as I'm doing something, and usually my meals were elaborate. I would cook elaborate meals, and not for the sake of cooking the elaborate meal, but I was also creating ritual with my children. After school, they would sit in the kitchen, and we would stand there, and I would create a little snack tray. I would cut up vegetables. They would do their homework. That was a time they naturally opened up, and then we connected as a family. That was a ritual for them. So the meals became elaborate, and not having to stop in the middle of that process and take the garbage out, and then it meant so much to me. Ah, oh, garbage is out, or my son would grab it.
Simple things.
It is a simple thing, but it makes a difference. And so thank you so much, you know, just showing that, sharing that, expressing the gratitude and appreciation. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So you have something else to add?
No, we have nothing. There's the music.
Oh. Yeah.
The music is...